A magistrate in Spain has suspended a Basque political party on the grounds that it supports the Basque terrorist group ETA. The Spanish parliament, meanwhile, passed a bill yesterday calling for a permanent ban on the party, which is a Basque nationalist political group. Miguel Bastaner is a correspondent with the Spanish newspaper El País.
Morning.
That party, which is known as the Batasuna Party, denies it has any links with terrorists from the ETA group. Why did the judge move against it now?
Well, let's say that there are such an amount of evidence on the contrary. I mean, for years they have been covering up the terrorist acts of ETA and very many other things. I mean, they usually eulogize as heroes, the people who, let's say, are martyrs or martyred by the Spanish police when they die in actions against the Spanish objectives and all that. At any rate, what we can say is that the Spanish public opinion is 95% convinced that there are links, and very serious and clear and undoubted links, between Herri Batasuna and the ETA, the terrorist band of ETA.
How popular or powerful was the Batasuna party, and in just in Basque country?
Yes, it only exists in the Basque country. It wouldn't really mean anything that they would try to exist in other parts of Spain, because they wouldn't get any vote, or very few votes at any rate. But in the last elections in the Basque country, they collected something like between 10% and 11% of the popular votes.
And did that give them representation in parliament then?
Sure, sure. They have 3 seats in the Spanish parliament and something like, I'm not sure about the final number now, 18 or 19 seats in the Basque parliament, because Spain is divided into regional autonomies, and one of them is, of course, the autonomy of the Basque country. And there they have something like, out of 75 seats, something like 18 or 19 seats.
Could this cause a backlash among the party supporters and other Basques who want independence?
Well, what is really going to cause a backlash is by those people who support Batasuna against all the other Basque people who are for remaining part of the Spanish country. And the backlash, it will take place, I mean, in the sense of violence in the streets and all that kind of thing. It is much more fearsome what the supporters of the Herri Batasuna can do against the other people in the Basque country than the contrary, than the opposite thing.
The Spanish parliament called overwhelmingly for a permanent ban on the Batasuna party. Is there a new political will in Spain to fight Basque terrorism, and is this the way to do it?
Well, the Spanish government would like to portray itself as embodying this sort of new political will. The government is always saying that they will finish off ETA, that they will really are starting the last phase of the battle against terrorism and all that. But it's hard to give a definite answer, because Spain, the Spanish government, all Spanish democratic governments have been battling ETA and terrorism for the last 25 or 30 years. And until now, we can't possibly say that there is any sort of light at the end of the tunnel or anything like that.
And there's no thought that including them would be a better way to go.
Some people say that the banning of Batasuna will be even counterproductive, in the sense that it will mean much more turmoil in the streets and everything. Therefore, I mean, I do really think that we should wait for a few months' time to pass a final judgment on whether this solution is going to be the good one, or it will be meaningless or purposeless.
Miguel Bastaner is a correspondent with the Spanish newspaper El País.